Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Cougar Nation.
A 75-yard touchdown run down the far sideline.
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Taking your calls here at Cougar Nation. Do not leave us hanging, BYU fans. I know it was a disappointing end of the year. It was tough. But we know you got opinions on the game.
Oh, yes.
And we know you got opinions on what you want to see changed for BYU football next year. 801-575-8255. Light up the phone line. Let me give you my first thought on what needs to change, Mitch. There needs to be a philosophy overhaul offensively with Aaron Roderick and this staff, whether it's Jeff Grimes coming back, whether it's a new guy. You got to fill two spots.
Yeah.
So it's got to be Jeff Grimes and somebody. And you could, it could be a tight end coach, could get a dedicated quarterback coach, which I wouldn't hate.
I'd love that.
I feel like, gosh, you got to get back to that 2020 team vibe where you were slinging it all over the yard. I don't want to hear conservative, take care of the football. That's how we win games. Like, we get it. You can't have five turnovers and win a football game. But where's the aggression? I want to have a team that leaves it all out there. And I was thinking about the Oklahoma game versus the Oklahoma State game, too. The Oklahoma game was a painful loss. Don't get me wrong. But didn't it feel different than Oklahoma State? They went down swinging hard. They made some mistakes,
yes,
and they lost. And you walked out of there feeling like, hey, that was a great game even though we lost. Like, wish we didn't have the obvious interception for a touchdown. But they left it all out there. And against Oklahoma State, I felt like that wasn't the case. Like, not from a player's perspective. The players clearly emptied the tank. But it felt different. I want a philosophy shift offensively to where it's more aggressive. I want to blow teams out, Mitch. I want, when you have someone against the wall like Texas Tech, put the pedal to the metal.
Or Arkansas.
Or Oklahoma State. Put them away. Like, that's what we have to have if we're going to compete in the Big 12. You can't eke by every win. You got to have some big wins. So I want a philosophy change.
I like that. I want to see a change where BYU is not saying all 123 guys get an NIL cut. I want it to be the top dogs, you're going to get yours, and player number 123, we love you, and we want to find a way to get you some sort of cut, but you're not going to get number one player's cut. Like that. Because I just feel like if you could get, it's not like basketball where one guy could change the fortunes of your team, but I feel like if you could hit it out of the park with a few transfers, because I think that the ex social media echo chamber just says BYU doesn't have the resources. Why do they even do it? Why do they even operate? Why do they even go show up? They don't have the resources. It's like, folks, please stop. Like, they talk about the honor code. That's not, like, I'm not even, the honor code isn't even the worry anymore. It's more about, you know, navigating academics. That's still tough, but you know, NIL is a thing, and BYU can always improve in that front. You know, is the administration, are they supportive of the idea of a player maybe getting $500,000? Not saying that would be the necessary rate, but if you could get a superstar at quarterback that you know is going to change the fortunes and get you to a bowl game, but it might cost $500,000, are you willing to do that? Like, that's to me a change where I got to see that in NIL, because the approach that Kalani has taken has been very noble in this world of, hey, let's get it for everyone, an equal cut. But there's a difference between, you know, a star talent like maybe an LJ Martin and a guy that's just, you know, a walk-on that's, you know, it's just fortunate to be on the team. So I would like to see that change going forward. Look, and I don't like Kalani's approach. I know he was getting kind of ripped on message boards and social media for his interview with Greg and Hands, where he was asked, how do you bring back Tyler Batty and Isaac Rex? And he's like, If they just want to come back for NIL, I don't want that. And I agree with that. If you're coming to BYU solely for NIL, that's not going to work. But if you can get a guy that's very interested in BYU, and then you can ultimately get him over the finish line by having a big paycheck, get that done.
Yeah,
because there's enough here at BYU, I think. There's enough boosters that they're passionate and they want to win. There's competitive people in this BYU booster group and fan base. They want to get it done. And I think tapping into the resources and have a willingness to say, this one guy is going to make a boatload of money, maybe more than a lot of your assistant coaches.
We're taking your calls. 801-575-8255. What changes do you want to see next season, or thoughts on the loss against Oklahoma State? Right now, let's go out to the phone line. The phone line's getting active. This is what we like. Let's start with our first caller, Chad from Huntsville. Your thoughts on the offensive staff, Chad. What do you got?
Thank you very much for taking my call. First, I want to say I called in a couple of weeks ago, said we need the eye of the tiger. I'm proud of these guys. I think they fought hard, whether that's to position themselves better for the portal or whatever, or maybe, you know, hopefully they'll stick around. I'd like to see that. I love that we're getting a different offensive coordinator. I'm so glad that, you know, over and over again, I'm like, what's wrong with the play call here? This is not working. So I think you know, we've always been a pass team, run team. Run feeds off the pass, not the pass feeds off the run, which is what most teams do. At least that's my opinion. I had one other question. You're talking about players getting paid to come play. This is a new concept for me. Maybe I'm old school. I don't know what that means. I'll just hang up and listen to your answer.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Chad. It's just NIL opportunities where
it's not necessarily pay for play, but it's
Kalani.
Sort of.
Kalani can't say, hey, come to BYU and get half a meal, but NIL Collective that's endorsed by BYU could say, hey, we've got this package for you. If they're showing interest in BYU, this is something we offer to you to come. There's verbiage that's not specifically pay for play, but yes, there's a collective involved. Yep. It's deep in the weeds stuff, but it's the name of the game when it comes to the portal. Let's get out of the phone line again. Tyler from Lehigh, your thoughts on the game on Saturday and BYU football. What's on your mind, Tyler?
With the game Saturday, the one thing that I'm most confused by, and hearing your Cougar tracks on KSL radio referring or with Kalani saying that Keaton wasn't 100%, but if you look at the game, I feel like Jake wasn't 100%, and I just want to know your guys' opinion on why I guess they wouldn't put in Slovis for at least a quarter or like a quarter and a half to see what would happen.
Man, that's a good question. I don't know if we'll ever fully know the truth behind it, but I feel like Aaron Roderick thought he had a better chance to win with the mobile quarterback, and that's why they rode with Retzlaff. And I just felt like in that game, Mitch, Retzlaff was not going to take you there. He was 14 of 30. He was missing routine throws. That does not mean he can't become a good quarterback down the road. His game against Oklahoma State was not his finest performance, and that to me was a perfect time in a do-or-die situation to try someone else. Whether it was Slovis, Finnegan, I didn't care. I wanted to see something else.
I agree, just because it's the last game, season's on the line, you got to get something else out there because the accuracy issues with Retzlaff were an issue, but there was so much of a focus to get the run game going, but that was stonewalled at times. So that's why it's like, go to Slovis, because he can open it up in the passing game. And he's
Retzlaff
not going to turn
had
the ball
11
either.
Carries for -3 yards. Yeah. So he wasn't a difference maker in the run game.
Right. It's one of the great mysteries. Appreciate the call. 801-575-8255. Taking a break. News, traffic, and weather next. Then we'll get to what's trending up and trending down with BYU football as they head into the offseason, get ready for year two in the Big 12 era. Cougar Nation here on KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.